Good evening. Welcome to the regular monthly meeting of the City of Atlanta Board of Ethics. My name is Kate Walsh, and I am the chair of the board. I was appointed by the six major universities. The board is an independent, citizen-appointed board that works to ensure honesty, integrity, accountability, and trust in city government. The board administers and enforces the Code of Ethics by interpreting the city's ethical standards, administering the financial disclosure program, investigating ethics complaints, and determining if ethics violations have occurred. The board meets every third Thursday of the month at 6 p.m. in City Council, Committee Room 1. Ethics questions or complaints may be submitted via email to ethicsofficer@atlantaga.gov or by phone at 404-330-6286. The board is composed of seven city residents appointed to serve a three-year term of office. All board members are community volunteers who receive no pay for their service. They are Nicola Hines, appointed by the League of Women Voters, who is two seats to my right. Raya Greathouse, appointed by Gate City Bar Association, who is not here this evening. Jessica Stern, appointed by the Atlanta Bar Association, who is the vice chair, who is also not here this evening. Todd Gray, appointed by the Atlanta Business League, seated to my immediate left. And Jerry Newmark, appointed by the Atlanta Planning Advisory Board, to my immediate right. Assisting the board this evening is Ethics Officer Jabu Sangova, who is seated to my far right. A quorum is present tonight, and we will begin then with the first order of business. The review of the minutes of the September 21 meeting. Is there a motion to approve the minutes?
I motion to approve the minutes.
Thank you. Is there a second?
I second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you. The minutes of the September 21 meeting are approved as presented. Next item on the agenda is financial disclosure. Mr. Santiago.
Good evening, board members.
Good evening.
So to start off, I was going to give a quick update on our financial disclosure enforcement process. At this point, our final orders were sent out to all of the filers who were found in violation of the code at the last meeting. Those letters were sent out on October 13, 2017. Pursuant to the code, the respondents have 30 days from that date to appeal the decision of the board to the Superior Court. Also, since the meeting, we've had one of our non-filers call and file over the phone with us, and we've had another one of our delinquent filers who paid their fine in full.
All right.
So if I could turn your attention to tab 2 in your books. Before you is a motion to vacate the final order in FD 17027 in the matter of Jason Redman. To recap, this matter came before the board at the September meeting. Having considered the evidence and arguments, the board found Mr. Redman in violation of Section 2814 of the Code of Ethics and assessed him a late filing penalty of $250 based on his date of filing. So the following day, Mr. Redman appeared at our office, and he had documentation in the envelopes from his mailings. He initially had a P.O. box, and in early March, he moved to a new address. So he came in with some of the documentation showing that he had moved from that address earlier in March. He did go back and to the P.O. box later in August and received his mail. And upon receipt of the notices, He did file his statement immediately on August 28, 2017. The issue is that because of the change in address, he did not receive timely notice of the warning letter, the delinquency notice, the notice of delinquency, or the administrative hearing decision. And he also did not receive the notice of his hearing until the day after the hearing. And he provided evidence of that. And it also, the envelope showed that that mail was not actually forwarded to his new address, that it had the little yellow strip on it saying that it was not forwarded. I also took a look at his filing history, and he had also only been a filer one previous year, and in that previous year he filed on March 15th, so he had filed 2 weeks early. So based on what I saw and the documentation provided and his prior record, we're requesting that the board vacate the final order and the public reprimand in FD 17027. And I'll take any questions you might have.
Thank you, Mr. Santiago. Any questions? I thought that was very thorough, actually.
Yeah.
Is there a motion to accept Mr. Santiago's recommendation?
I move we accept the recommendations from Mr. Santiago.
Thank you. Is there a second? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any opposed? Thank you. So the order is vacated, and reprimand is removed, and the fine is no more.
Yeah, behind the motion, there's an actual the order, a copy of the order, proposed order, for signature.
See that? And I will sign that before we leave this evening.
All right, thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you. Next item is the ethics officer's report.
Sorry, Mr. Santiago wanted to do a brief on the report. Do you want to? We could just have Mr. Santiago. We could have him do report on complaints and investigations.
Sure.
That's under
Great.
My report, but he's just going to give you a brief status on that. Thank you.
Sure. I believe it's behind tab 3. You should see a report on complaints and investigations. This is a year-to-date report. These are the cases. These do not include the integrity line. So there are, that's a whole different subset. These are cases that were actually opened from our office based on complaints that came in, our complaints initiated by us. And you can see a summary of that, what it'll show you is how many cases we had opened at the top of the year, how many we opened this year, closed, and the number of cases that we have. Behind there, you'll have descriptions and summaries of the different cases. And for those cases that have been either closed or there was a finding, a description of the summary and the action taken is listed there for your reference. And I'll take any questions you might have on the report.
We can only respond to closed matters, of course. We cannot respond to anything that's open or pending.
I understand. That makes sense. I was just making sure I saw the division between the open and closed. That's all. I was like,
correct.
Okay, I see.
Yeah.
So these are all open, so that's fine. Any questions for Mr. Santiago on any of the closed cases? All right. Thank you, Mr. Santiago.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Ms. Zangoba, anything further to report?
Yes, I will highlight some, and that's behind tab 4, I believe, is it?
I think we're still on. It's all in 3. It's just
under
divisions.
Yes. So as far as the report in the past month, I'll just highlight a few of the things of significance. So we did conduct a lunch and learn. One of the things I'll point to you in our training, we conducted a lunch and learn, which I thought was when it was a great success. And this was for our employees in the Department of Human Resources. And we utilized the ELI, which is the ethics learning training. I did that with the board last December. And that's just more about ethical decision making. It was a great success. The employees were excited about it. We got really good responses. And I think it's critical to point this out because, and I'm seeing the trend in terms of when we go to conferences, there's more of that shift from just expounding the rules to more of how are people making decisions, what kind of tools are being provided to make sure that our employees and officials as well are making the right decisions. So I think this is a great exercise. And it was the first time we were able to test it with a group of 121. Well, we had 121 attendees, and about 115 actually took the test. And we had a group breakouts, and the employees had an opportunity to go through a case scenario on how they would apply their own ethical lens to the decision making that was before them, and we thought it was very effective. So it's something I definitely want to see our office continue to use in different different settings with different audiences. Any questions about that? Okay. The other thing I want to just talk about, because as we know, this is the last board meeting before the elections, and I know I've talked about in terms of our jurisdiction. And I think this is for the benefit of the public, to remind the public what the jurisdiction of the ethics office is in regards to elections. We have issued several communications out about the use of city property, during political campaigns. We've also included information in our recent newsletter with Centown. So I'm confident that we are being as we are taking the initiative to let people know what is acceptable and not acceptable during this time. Another thing I just wanted to point out again for the benefit of the public is that we have information on our website. We have an ethics advisory, and we've included in your packets, Madam Chair, as far as the board members, you should have a copy of that advisory, which is also on our city website. Again, one of the things I would point out is under city emails, we have information that no candidate, official, or employee should use city emails for soliciting political support. We do get questions about the use of personal emails or personal phone numbers. We cannot control that. Our focus, again, is on city emails or city phone numbers. As far as city facilities, we have gotten questions about that. Again, our main focus is that city property is being used for city purposes, unless it's part of course, an open forum that all candidates have been invited to. There are also reminders in regards to use of city computers, telephones, copiers for any kind of political activity, and that city officials or employees may not endorse candidates, participate in political advertisements, or engage in any political activity while on city time. And that information is set forth in our guidelines. We do continue to get questions from the public. And for anything that is not under our jurisdiction, we refer that question to the Office of the Municipal Clerk, because that office is charged with the responsibility over election matters. But anything in regards to use of city property, our office is available for any questions within our limited jurisdiction. If you have any questions about that, I'll be happy to respond to that.
That was a very helpful summary and reminder. Thank you. Any questions from Ms. Zangoba? No? Okay. Anything further, Ms. Zangoba?
Nothing under our report. I already told you about the newsletter, which was sent out citywide. As far as budget report, we just completed our, just submitted our first quarterly report to the Department of Finance as required by each city department. We are spending as budgeted for our, the first quarter, and I believe we'll continue to do so with fiscal responsibility. As far as staffing, I do have a contract investigator that's been working with us since, I think, earlier part of this year, is that correct? Since February, which has been very helpful because that person is able to actually focus. He's trained to do investigations, so he focuses on the investigative part of our office, and his name is Larry Mason. We do also have a young lady in our office who's been assisting us providing legal administrative support as she just got out of law school, so her assistance has been very invaluable to the office. I think that's all I have as far as report. I'll take any questions you may have.
Any questions from my board fellow board members? No? Okay. Public comment. Did anybody sign up? Okay. I didn't. Just double check. I don't think so. Thank you. So the next Board of Ethics meeting will be Thursday, November 16 at 6 o'clock, Committee Room 1. Unless there is further business, do I have a motion to adjourn?
I just had one more thing. I'm sorry. Yes, and that would be the last regularly scheduled meeting for the year. However, we will have the board retreat. I believe the date we decided, 16, correct. So we'll be providing information about that. I'm sure we'll have a lot to discuss at that retreat. So.
Yes, we will. Thank you. All right. May I have a motion to adjourn, please?
A motion to adjourn.
Thank you. Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? All right. We are adjourned. Thank you.